Lil Nas X saying, "That's what I want." Yes, and if you want a little styling tips for your home, some information on how to get your space looking and feeling like a space that you want to spend time in, then I've got someone on the line who is going to be able to help you out. It's Lindiwe Dube, newly selected Gateway Influencer for the Home and Lifestyle Department. Lindiwe, are you on the line? How are you?
Hi, Leah. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I am so good. I'm so happy to be chatting to you. You know, I'm living in an apartment right now. I've got big dreams for my home one day. And I'm so happy to have someone in my contact list that I can hit up when that day comes.
Yes, sure. I get you.
So, you are representing Gateway as the influencer. You are a content creator by profession. Tell me a little bit more about that, because that's a job that's come onto the scene now in, you know, 2022. And, you know, if you told your parents when you were a child you want to be a content creator, they would probably be like, oh my gosh, please no. Like, have you heard of accounting? But it's quite a lucrative career these days.
Yes. Like you said, it's a very lucrative career these days, but there's definitely a market for it in terms of like the content creating side. Mm-hmm. Like, to be honest with you, when it started on my side, I didn't expect it to be something that can pay me as well as also something that I can enjoy and provide me as a source of entertainment. So, content creation for me is a passion for me, to be honest with you. And it started off, like I mentioned, as something that I used to just play around taking pictures of places, of maybe like home and decor things or spaces that I found very intriguing to my eye. And then I realized that people actually really love it when I share such content with them.
Yeah.
You know, and that's when I noticed that, okay, then maybe you can make a sort of, not necessarily a living, but a little bit of extra cash by showing people the what's and the who's and who's and where to go, you know?
And of course, that place to go to is none other than Gateway, the theater of shopping. Tell us a little bit more about this new collaboration. You are representing Gateway in the home decor space. Tell us where your top picks would be. I mean, there's so much to choose from in Gateway, but I'm going to trust your opinion on this one to send me to the right place.
100%. So I recently partnered up with Gateway as a Gateway Famous Content Creator for Home and Decor. So basically, I'm the one that shows you the where and the places to go when it comes to getting like your small home essentials or your home shopping areas and stuff.
Right.
So for me, my top picks, I really love the clothing store, just H&M in general. But now there's H&M Home now,
yes,
which I absolutely love, because there's like those small little vases or essentials or outside lamp lights that you get there that you don't get anywhere else but besides H&M. And they're very stylish, and they're very stylish, cool, and they fit your aesthetic depending on the person that you are and also your age as to what you also like. So definitely my first pick could be H&M Home. Secondly, it could be obviously at home.
Right.
At home living space is a place where you can get most of your home essentials that you need, like from your kitchen to your bedding to just those small little items in your home that make sure everything comes together.
Right, and appliances and the rest.
Yes. And then lastly, I don't know, there's just so many to pick from, but I'm really a big fan of La Crisette.
Oh,
love to get my pots in order, as well as just everything that I need matching in the kitchen, making sure that color palette is matching the aesthetic of your whole kitchen. Because at the end of the day, you don't want too many colors all over the place. You want things that are neutral tones in your kitchen. Making your kitchen stand out and making you get excited to cook.
Because, you know, La Crisette, I mean, those sets, they become statement pieces on their own, especially nowadays. The trend is to have like open plan storage. So gone are the days where you're spending like hundreds and thousands on cupboards and installments. No, we're looking at like a simple shelf, but then you got to be sure that what you're putting on that shelf is strategic. Like you say, like you can't be color blocking all over the show unless you're going for that like eclectic style. But that's a really difficult decision. Once you choose a color, you got to stick to it. I don't know if I'm capable of doing that.
Yeah, well, not necessarily. I mean, you can play around with just like maybe two or three colors max. It just depends how you organize it in your space and in your setting.
And
you
is
know?
This the kind of content that we can look forward to seeing on your pages? You know, helping us make these tough decisions, what to get,
yes,
and how to style things so that they are on trend, but they're also functional. And, you know, it becomes a space, like we were chatting off air, you want home to feel like a sanctuary. It's a space that you need to walk mm-hmm. into, feel relaxed, mm-hmm. you know, wash off the day, and also a space that you should feel like you can welcome guests into.
Yes, 100%, like you mentioned, you know. You want your space to be a place where you can come home and just rest and not think about too many things. Because, I mean, you're already dealing with a lot from the outside world.
Yeah.
And you want that space to jump out with your own personality. So getting those items in order, you can't necessarily expect that from me in terms of just knowing how to put things together, what brings out your personality, what you like the most. That can also be also stylish and trendy, as well as also very useful towards your home space or your kitchen or whichever area that you need to bring out.
I love that. Lindiwe, how do people follow you? Because it sounds like you know what you're talking about. I would definitely like to see more. And of course, I would like to see all these top finds that you're going to be discovering and sharing about Gateway. I mean, the best thing that I've heard out of this conversation is the H&M homeware department. I mean, you gotta love H&M, and the fact that they're coming in at an affordable price, whether you are just starting collecting items one at a time or you're looking to add that extra little flair, H&M's the space to be. Lindiwe, how do we follow you?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram as well as Twitter. I go by the handle Lindiwe_Dubear. Now, the Dubear is D-O-O-B-E-A-R, like the bear. So it's Lindiwe_Dubear on Twitter and Instagram. And as well as just Facebook, you can just get me as Lindiwe Dubear.
I absolutely love that. Lindiwe, thank you so much for your time this morning. I know you've obviously got a lot to do. Content creators are very busy people.
Yeah.
And of course, you've got a trip to Gateway scheduled this weekend. I look forward to looking at the content at Lindiwe Dubear, like the fuzzy little animal. Make sure that you follow her for your home decor and styling tips.
Thank you so much, Leah. It was a pleasure talking to you on air, as well as make sure people follow Gateway Umhlanga, and they make sure they also visit Gateway. It's a really great entertainment place for you to bring your family, your friends, or whatever place that you guys want to do. It's just the place to be in KZN. So make sure you guys pull through to Gateway anytime, whenever you guys get the time to.
You heard it here first, right here on Radio Life and Style. Let's head back to the music now. It's NSYNC. It's Gonna Be Me.